Anne Stewart Freeman, hoping to bring you a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. As many of you know, I got a puppy in November. She's a long-haired miniature dachshund named Violet, and she is the best. She's a whole 8 pounds, and she'll probably only grow to be about 10 pounds. She's the cutest thing you've ever seen, and we are kind of obsessed with each other. I'll share a few fun things that she does and then get on with it. Whenever I let her out of her crate, she walks out and immediately flips over for a belly rub. When I open my front door, she just sits on the doormat in the sun, looking through the storm door, performing her lakeside neighborhood watch duties. And when we get back to my yard after a walk, she immediately turns around and looks at me for a treat. She's so proud of herself, but she neglects the fact that I had to drag her and bribe her with treats for the first half of the walk. Those are the fun things. But the first night I had her was traumatizing. I knew I was going to crate train her, so I started from night one. If you think about it from her perspective, this strange woman had kidnapped her from her family, taken her to a new home with new smells and sights and sounds, and then when it got dark and time for bed, I trapped her in a wire cage by herself. She was used to sleeping next to her siblings, and now she was on her own with stuffed animals. She was terrified to be alone. And here's where the trauma comes in for me. The sound of her crying nearly destroyed me. It was so loud and so sad, and it lasted for hours. I was frantically texting my sister, asking if I was doing the right thing. It was torture. I had to just lay there and listen until she finally fell asleep, knowing that this would be good for her in the long run. Knowing that over time, she would learn to love her crate and learn that mom always comes back. She's not abandoned or forgotten. She's loved. And it's precisely because she's loved that she needs to go through this transition period to get to a place where she is happy and comfortable. I thought of this when I looked at our readings for today, one of which is Psalm 88. This will be my third podcast on Psalm 88, but feeling confident nobody remembers my first two, here we go. It's my favorite. It's also very sad, so take that as you will. Listen to a few verses from Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. My eyes grow dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. And finally, the New Living Translation version of verse 18. Darkness is my closest friend. Maybe sometimes we feel like the psalmist, like we cry out day and night, but we hear no reply. Like the Lord put us in the pit and then hid his face from us. Like he has destroyed us and darkness is our only friend. What are you crying out for? Healing? A job? A home? A family? Whatever we are crying out for, the longer it goes on, the easier it is to feel like God isn't listening or he doesn't care. I sometimes think he can do the thing I want, but he won't. Not because he has a good reason, but because he won't do the thing I want just because I want it. Anybody else think like this? But here's the thing. That wasn't my heart with Violet. It wrecked me to hear her crying. It was so painful and traumatizing because I already loved her so much. But it was for her long-term good that I let her cry, that I left her alone, that I let her feel trapped and scared. That was the only way for her to learn, over time, that her crate is a safe place and mom always comes back. Maybe the same is true for us. Maybe the only way we learn sometimes is by being left seemingly alone, trapped and scared. It pushes us to remember God's heart, to trust that he will come back. In this situation, perhaps, but more importantly, when Jesus returns. And maybe when that feels hard and unfair, I can find comfort in the reality that God loves me more than I love Violet, and more than you love your kids or pets or loved ones, It crushes him to hear us cry and feel tortured, but he does it for our good, even though it doesn't feel good. And when we feel like God isn't answering, we're in good company. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus cried out to the Father, asking if there could be another way. God said no to Jesus so that he could say yes to us. Jesus knows what it's like to have a prayer go unanswered. He experienced that for our sake. So remember this, as you cry out and as you wait, you are not alone. You are loved and seen. Thanks for listening, City Church. Tune in again on Monday for another episode of Good Morning City Church. Until then, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.